Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
4 Millionaire Habits That Will Change Your Life. What's going on, guys? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. We are at episode 400 right now. The podcast is going crazy. So if you're watching this video on YouTube, subscribe. But most importantly, go and check out the podcast. It's on all different podcast platforms. We have interviews every Saturday with 7- and 8-figure entrepreneurs to really crack the code of how to run a business remotely and still be able to live a millionaire lifestyle. Now, the first thing that I want to talk about, it's not something that a lot of people do, which is journaling, all right? Now, this is very important. I started journaling about 4 years ago. I've been coaching for about 4 years now. As a matter of fact, I started coaching right after, a couple of months after I started journaling. I was going through this very hard time in my life where I was working full-time, a job I didn't necessarily like, and it was in Toronto with my wife. It was always cold there for only maybe two months of the year. It was nice weather. The rest of the time was always super cold. So we had decided that we wanted to move, but the way that I was leading my life wasn't really allowing me to take my lifestyle to the next level. So I decided to start writing down how I felt. I was doing therapy at that time. I had some problems with anxiety and a bit of depression because of my situation back then, but I decided to really write down every single night how I felt about myself, about my current situation, about my future. And sure enough, after a few weeks, I started seeing certain patterns. I realized that when I did certain things during the day, at nighttime, I felt a certain way. When I actually changed those behaviors during the day, at nighttime, I felt much better. But before I started journaling, I had no idea that those things were happening. So I want you to actually journal, not with the purpose of, you know, daydream, but it's actually for you to break those patterns that you have in your mind that you're not even aware of yet, all right? So that's the most important thing. That's how we use journaling. I also use journaling to write my future. It sounds crazy, but hear me out for a second. You can start journaling in the morning if you want to. And when you journal in the morning, you can really write down how you want your day to play out throughout the day. All right, so if you write that down, you clearly now have an intention of how you want your day to unfold. And when you do that, you will automatically throughout the day act as if that day had already happened. So you can really write down, say, you know I will feel tired by 2 p.m., but I will not go to bed. I will stick to my plan, work until 4, work out before lunch, and go on and so on and so forth. You can keep on basically writing your day every single day, and it does work. Trust me, you have to try it out. And I've talked to several millionaires, and they tell me the exact same thing. Deniero, we plan ahead of time for how our lives are going to unfold. Point number two is to plan your days and weeks in advance. Now you're gonna tell me, well, you already talked about that, but it's actually something different. When you journal, you're really going to be talking about your thoughts, your emotions, and the way you feel about a certain situation. But when you plan your weeks and days ahead, I'm talking about actually blocking some slots. All right, you wanna block slots of time ahead of time for specific tasks. And this is very different from a to-do list. If you think about a to-do list, it's just a list of things that you wanna do. Maybe you are going to the next level and not just having a to-do list. Maybe you are prioritizing the tasks, which is of course much better than just having a bunch of things written on a piece of paper on your computer. But when you block off certain time slots in your calendar, what that means is that your watch or your computer is gonna go off, your phone's gonna go off and say, okay, this is content creation time. Just like I'm doing right now, I blocked off about 3 hours. It's Sunday afternoon. I know I need to get content out. When you block that off, you don't think, oh, well, what's the next task that I need to do? You already know what this time slot is dedicated to. So this is going to help you really organize your day. And the most important thing here is that when you're doing that one task, you're not thinking about anything else. Guess why? Because you already know what the next time slot is going to be dedicated for, all right? Point number three here is daily networking. This sounds crazy, all right? Because I remember when I started my online business, I started an online business because I didn't want to be in an office and talking to people and getting distracted. I thought, hey, I'm gonna grab my laptop, go on a deserted beach, send some emails, do something online with e-com, and that was it. But unfortunately, life doesn't work that way. Even if you're working remotely like I do right now, you wanna make sure to keep certain relationships alive. And most importantly, you wanna build new relationships every single day. Now, there is a bad way to network, which is simply just talking to anyone at any point in time. That's going to be destructive and distracting at the same time. So let me tell you what the top millionaires that I've interviewed tell me about networking. The first thing is that you want to keep your networking sessions to less than 10 minutes each. Sometimes even 5 minutes is enough. So when I talk about networking, it's not sitting back and talking about, you know, oh, how was your life when you were a kid or when you were in college? Nobody cares about that. Go into a conversation with one or two questions that you want to ask. Maybe something like, can I provide any value to you? Hey, I'm working on this project. My virtual assistant told me that they have extra time or some extra resource. Do you want me to help you out on that? That's the type of questions you want to ask at the very beginning. So you can kind of build this goodwill. And once you do that, first off, it doesn't take more than 5 minutes to do that. And you can do multiple sessions in one day. So you can talk to about 4 or 5 people within a 30 minute span instead of talking to one person for 30 minutes. And then you'll see these people will come back to you. But when they come back to you, of course, if it's on the phone, you just want to make sure you look at your time and make sure that those conversations don't go past the 10 minute mark. But if it's on the computer, you don't need to reply right away. You can set a time slot during the day, maybe at nighttime or in the afternoon or whenever works for you to reply to those messages. Only gonna take 5 minutes. So if you do this day in and day out for a year, just imagine how many people will know your name, will know that you're willing to help them out, and maybe you already helped them out, which means they can come back to you. They will, by the way, come back to you and ask you if you need anything in return. This is an amazing way to build a network of people that respect you, that you can count on, and they can count on you, which is very important in order for you to build a lasting brand. And the fourth and maybe most important thing when you're thinking about millionaires is that millionaires are amazing at delegating and automating tasks that the average person would do themselves. Why is this important? When I started my business, I was working about 15-hour days. I was the type of person, wake up at 6 a.m., work through lunch, and really go to bed at about 11:30, still with the phone in my hand, trying to figure out how my next day was gonna play out. And it felt so productive for the first few months, but guess what happened? I started having heart problems. Yes, I never had heart problems. I felt amazing my entire life, but I started having very high pressure, blood pressure, because of the stress that I was putting myself through. And I thought that I was doing the right thing by taking on more work and feeling like I was building my business, but reality is that I was simply burning out. As a matter of fact, if you look at people like Elon Musk or other big entrepreneurs that have multiple companies, multiple billion-dollar companies, how in the world would they be able to do everything within their business? The most important thing that you need to do is write down a list of tasks that you are the only person that can complete them, and then another list of tasks that you're doing on a day-to-day basis, but they could be done by someone else. Do those lists and you will realize that the majority, most of your tasks will actually be able to be done by someone else. That's the crazy thing here. The few tasks that you need to do yourself are generally content creation, like this video right now, writing my posts. I write my posts every single time because I want to be the voice of my business at this moment. But if I scale my business to a point where I actually have to create a lot more content, I will have no problem hiring the right people to create the right content for my brand. And another thing that it's very important for me to do is to have those morning meetings to set the mood for my staff. I have to understand if someone is not feeling it today. I need to motivate people. I need to solve problems, big problems that my business could have. And of course, whenever there's an issue with a big, big client in my agency, I want to be the one dealing with it. Other than that, I don't want to deal with any of the admin work or the data entry because I am not a freelancer anymore. I used to be a freelancer, that didn't work. Now I'm a CEO, I'm a remote CEO of a business, and I interview millionaires every single Saturday. And for that exact reason, I know that if I automate and delegate my own tasks, I will free up my time, make more money, and make a bigger impact. Another thing before we go, some of you may think, well, I don't have $300 to $1,000 a month to hire a virtual assistant. And I can tell you, first off, that you can make more money, but you can't get your time back. But if that doesn't convince you, please go online and look for any automation tool, just like a software, that you could use to automate a lot of the tasks that you're currently doing. Now, a lot of these tools may cost some money, but they have free versions so that you can get your feet wet, understand how to save time, and then once you're ready to invest money in those software, then you can do so and free up your time even more. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.